Bumed Instruction 6440.5 Delta, Navy Medicine's Augmentation Program, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. Roles and Responsibilities. 1. Who directs, coordinates, and monitors the readiness and execution of the NEHSS platforms, IA, and Emergent Mission Support Programs? Chief Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. 2. Who serves as the principal advisor for NAVMED Total Force, includes active duty, reserve, civilian, and contractor programs and practices? Deputy Director, Military Manpower and Personnel, BUMED Mike 1. 3. What is NAVMED's designated official readiness system? Expeditionary Medicine Platform Augmentation, Readiness, and Training System, MPARTS. 4. How often must the Deputy Director, Military Manpower and Personnel, review activity manpower documents? Annually. 5. Who establishes policy to ensure individual and platform training programs are complied with and sufficiently meet operational readiness requirements? Deputy Director, Education and Training, BUMED, Mike 7. 6. What or who provides guidance to NAVMED specialty leaders? Office of the Corps Chiefs. 7. Who ensures NAVMED logistics readiness elements, including platform equipment and supply sets, are ready to execute requirements of respective platform, required operational capability, and projected operational environment? Deputy Director, Fleet Support and Logistics, BUMED, Mike 4. 8. Who develops and oversees a cost accounting structure to track costs for NMAP missions? Deputy Director, Financial Management, Comptroller, BUMED, Mike 8. 9. Who directs, coordinates, and monitors the execution of operational readiness compliance and readiness reporting? Deputy Director, Operational Medicine and Capabilities Development, BUMED, Mike 9. 10. Who serves as the resource advocates for medical training requirements? Commander, Navy Medicine Education and Training Command. 11. NAVMED Echelon 3 activities conduct assist visits every how many years, or as requested, with the sourcing commands to ensure compliance with this instruction? 2. 12. How often do NAVMED Echelon 3 activities conduct data analysis for personnel deficiencies, thresholds of compromised beneficiary services, deployment trends, and readiness of Navy medical forces obligated to platforms or operating forces, and impacts on sourcing command healthcare operations as required? Quarterly. 13. Sourcing Command POMI maintains and reports individual command personnel readiness utilizing which system? MPARTS. 14. All BSO 18 personnel must report to the Sourcing Command POMI immediately upon identification of changes or events that affect their deployment readiness status within how many hours of knowledge of changing condition? 48. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.